Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good afternoon. My name is Ray. He's JP.
Hiya.
And Jess Kelly is in the room as well.
Hi.
Hi. JP at todayfm.com for your emails. Anything that's going on in your world, going on in your life. And the rest of us just sit. We'll read the email and then we'll sit here in judgment and ask people to text in about your personal problems. We did this, what was last week's one? It was,
Seen and Saw.
What?
Seen and Saw.
Oh, a grammatical situation.
Seen Superman.
We've got a fresh one this week. JP at todayfm.com. Let's go.
Okay. Hi, Today FM. I work for a pretty small business that does specialist work where teamwork is really important. Last week, we had two deadlines that put us under extra pressure. Usually, this brings out the best in the team, but last week was a different story. One of our colleagues called in sick on Thursday morning, which meant we all had to take up the slack and stay late. The two projects had to be finished for Friday morning, and our colleague knew this. Working from home is not an option in our line of work. We all ended up staying late that evening and eventually signed off on the project just before 9 p.m. However, on the way home, myself and another colleague walked past the pub that is literally closest to where we work. And who did we see standing outside?
No!
Smoking and having a pint.
No!
Yeah.
I can't believe they saw me.
It was the guy.
I don't even smoke.
It was the guy who called in sick and he looked like he'd been out for a while. We definitely caught each other's eyes, but he didn't react and turned his back as we passed. It's not, it got even more annoying yesterday morning when I heard him telling someone in the office that he had the bug until Sunday morning.
Ah, right.
My colleague who I was with thinks we should have a word with the boss, but the guy will know it was us who reported him, and I don't want it to cause a crappy working environment. Tell me I'm wrong.
So there, what's the, tell me I'm wrong what? That we shouldn't squeal on him, is it?
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches. 0874 100 102. Oh man. Okay, first of all, can I say, going to the pub next to work.
That's asking
for it. Come
on. Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
That's taking a mickey. Mm. Going to the pub next to work. Mm-mm. Being there at night, caught outside at night, as your colleagues are walking past and they're only there that late. Because they've been covering for you.
Mm, not an ideal situation.
I have interacted with colleagues. It's similar. I guess it's a situation that's kind of adjacent. But they were working from home, so that, you know, getting their emails, they were online. And then I rang them because I had to get a hold of them. And they were out in the car park of a Tesco doing their shopping.
Mm.
Oh, that's a different thing.
Is it a different thing, though? I guess you could be doing it on your lunch break, in theory, working from home.
Calling in sick and going to the pub are two totally different things to working from home and going to Tesco's and going back to work.
But it's pretending you're doing one thing while you're on work hours and making extra work for your colleagues.
Can I be controversial?
Go on.
I would say this is not your problem to worry about.
What, wasn't it?
If you're the guy or the colleague who saw the dude outside the pub after working late and all the rest, it's nothing to do with you.
It is.
It's nothing to do with you.
Well, it is. It's
it
directly
is
related to you.
So you go and you talk to your manager about your workload or about extra sick cover or whatever it is, but you don't go ratting somebody else out. You don't know what's going on in that person's life. Everyone has different pull and push factors. Everyone else has a million things going on. Everyone has their own moral compass. This guy made a decision. It impacted you. You can be ticked off until the cows come home, but going and telling the teacher, no.
That's an interesting one. Everyone has their own moral compass, says Jess. Everyone has their own different standards of light and shade or shades of grey when it comes to morality. And I'm definitely the type of person that it's like, hang on, rules are rules. You stick by the rules. You broke the rules.
But that's your moral compass. You're the
this is the thing.
Yeah, so this is your, and I'd be like that as well. I don't break the rules. I hate conflict. I hate confrontation. I cannot stand it. But I decide to live my life like that. I can't force other people to live their lives by my standards. That's just not what we get to do. So I think, let it go. Take Tay-Tay's advice. Shake it off. Move on with your life. It is not worth the stress. And it is certainly not worth going to the boss and throwing this person under the bus.
First out of the blocks is Damien, 0874 100 102. He says, squeal like a pig. He's already created an awkward work environment by screwing you over. He sounds like a trick with a capital P.
This is another thing, though, as well. There was two of you. It wasn't just you that spotted the offender or the dosser or the chancer. It was two of you. So this is going to get around. I mean, there's a chance that the boss is going to hear about it anyway.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Thoughts 0874 100 102. Should they squeal or not, basically, is the question. Voice notes, would love to hear from you. Or have you been caught on the DOS or someplace you shouldn't be when you've called in sick? 0874 100 102. Stay here, I'm playing Katy Perry for you next. Tell me I'm wrong this week. jp@tdfm.com for your emails. We love your WhatsApps as well. And the general gist, the thrust of it.
The general gist is the emailer had a busy week in work, big project deadlines. Team had to stay late because somebody called in sick. They ought to pick up the slack. When the team were leaving, they walked by the pub closest to the office.
The pub closest to the office.
They saw the book who called in sick. And they're wondering,
how sick was he?
And did they go to the boss about it?
0874 100 102. Podrick says, hi, I let him know that I saw him. He knows that they saw him because they made eye contact and he slinked off. Chancer. I'd let him know that you saw him. Tell him you won't squeal, but he owes you now.
So wait, what, Tony Soprano, calm down.
Break his legs. Ray, the older I get, the less time I have for people and their inability to accept consequences for their actions. I think this is me, by the way. Sorry. Let your colleague know that they put the team under pressure from Tracy.
To what end?
To what end?
Why let them know?
Well, that Tracy's suggesting sort of a middle ground. That rather than going for the nuclear option of going to the boss and squealing and getting him in serious trouble, just say to him, listen, that wasn't cool. I mean, that's doable, isn't it? You can all be adults about it.
Yeah, but the guy already knows that he put the team under pressure. He knew about the deadline. He made a decision. You can't get other people to live and work to your standards. That's not how life works. And having this out with him is not going to do anything except create bad vibes.
St. Jess over here.
This lad created the bad vibes by making everyone else have to stay late and work and do the work that he wasn't doing.
They could have all left it at the right time and gone to the pub together with the missions.
The managers could have called in backup staff to get people to cover. Like, there's always a few ways to do things, and I don't think putting somebody under the bus is the way to do it ever.
Hi Ray, absolutely don't let that scrounger away with it. We all have stuff going on outside of work, but heading to the pub on a day off, no chance. This wasn't a day off, it was a sick day. I experienced it before as a manager of a shop. One of the lads called in sick and I went in on my day off away from my family as it was my responsibility as the manager. See, this is what you're saying about managers having to cover. It turned out they went for a game of football instead of just asking for a few hours off. No good team/workmate leaves their team stuck like that from Damo. That's the thing as well. If you're a team, if you're part of a team, you're all working at this together.
Yeah, but then again, it's up to the managers to address it with this person and they can raise it and say, look, you called in sick, it wasn't ideal. They don't need to know about the pub thing. They can manage it. You just don't need to stick your oar in. I just don't see the need.
I'm interested in the team element, actually, because they said it was a team thing, isn't it? That the nature of the work is we all work as a team. Well, then, surely you're being a good teammate. Certainly in the mould of Roy Keane being a good captain back in the day. You're being a good teammate by taking the person aside. And not necessarily a hairdryer treatment, but like, look at your actions had this consequence on us. I think
Roy would say, do your job.
Do your job.
Do your job.
I think Roy would be a bit more forceful than that.
Yeah. I don't know.
You just disagree.
I can't believe you're letting this guy off the hook.
He's not going to... Look, if he cared about his job, if he cared about his team, he wouldn't have done it in the first place. That's the bottom line. He's not a team player. You're a team player. So what you need to do is go to your boss and say, when someone calls in sick again, can we have a plan B? Can we get some extra cover? Can we just...
Because Johnny was in the pub, by the way. He was there at 9 o'clock.
What a rat.
Una's there, 0874 100 102. Una?
Hi, Una here. Absolutely 100% would not be telling the boss.
Oh.
But I don't know if I would be able to avoid saying something to the person themselves.
That's a good point, because you still have to continue to work with them and not be frosty or a little bit, like, peed off.
But, like Jess said, you know, you can only work off your own moral compass. I would never throw my colleagues under the bus like that, but I also would never disrespect my colleagues like that. So, like, it's a two-way street, and I'd say that trust is broken now, that respect is gone. But you know, you can only live your own life. Ray, love the show.
Hey, cheers, Una. Fergus is over there. 0874101.
Aye, right. I would have walked straight over, took a photograph of him with the point in his hand and the smoke. And then I'd have waited to hear the stories that he started telling people, and then I just showed him the photograph. No chance, man.
Email everyone on the team straight away that night. Hey, guys, don't know if you know, but your man's out in the pub having a great time. Gav is there. Gavin?
Just in relation to that chap that was caught outside the pub next to his walk.
Yeah.
Absolutely nobody's business. It's only between him and his boss. Please, please, please stay out of his business. Love the show, guys.
Hey, cheers, Gavin. Yeah, adding insult to injury. When you go back and really think about that as well, the pub right next to work, like, how thick are you?
And then being overheard in work saying, oh yeah, no, I had a really bad bug until Sunday.
Clem is there as well.
The capital E.
Oh my God, that's us there.
Hi lads, Clem here from Limerick.
Hey Clem.
I'm with Jess. I want to work with Jess for the rest of my life.
You want to work with Jess for the rest of your life so you
she's a softie.
It's just so that he can call in sick every day, not show up and go to the pub every day and know that you're never going
good
to squeal
one.
On him.
Good one.
Why?
As Ray said, snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Who hasn't done it at some stage?
Me. I've never done it. I've never called in sick and then gone on the beer for the entire day on the sick day.
Me neither.
And left my colleagues in the lurch. I've never done that.
Because you have your own moral compass.
I have a moral compass.
Yeah.
I have one. I
this
have one.
Dude,
and I'm happy to use it.
This dude's compass led him to the pub.
He needs some WD-40.
I'm happy
That's
to stab the rest of you in the forehead with my moral compass.
Go and buy him some WD-40. Come
JP.
On.
Disappointed with you. Very disappointed with
we
you.
We all are.
All right, here's the
always.
Judgment then. 0874 100 102. JP, where are you going?
The amount of other messages saying, oh, this guy might have a lot of things going on in his life. Or he might
don't
have had a mental health day or whatever else.
Yeah,
the amount
do.
Of cope we're getting in here. No, this guy took a sick day and then went to the pub. It's a flat no for me. I think the way you do it, you don't go to management, but you do say to him at some point, you say, hey, listen, what was the story there? You knew what our week was looking like. You knew we were under pressure. Please don't do that again. If you do that again, I might have to elevate. I don't want to be that guy. Well, you screwed us. You have to have a word with him.
Jess, we know where you are.
Why can't we all just get along?
He's my friend's moral compass.
Yeah, I thought you were actually going to go further. I thought you were actually going to go all the way to the boss and get your man P45'd. I'm the same. I'd have a chat with him or I'd have... I'd hate it, the chance of conflict. But you would have to go. Look, things are going to be a bit iffy and whatever because we saw you and like... whatever was going on, but like we were all there till 9 o'clock that night and it left us stuck. So let's all of us go for a pint again tomorrow night or early next week or whatever, hopefully, and then we might clear the air and you owe us a few beers, and on that then we clear the air and we can all work together and be on a good footing again.
Okay.
I want Jess to be my boss, frankly.
Jess, we're not going to be in tomorrow. We're going to be in the pub all day.
We'll see you there.
I'll be here until 5:30.
Covering for us.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Love her. That's why we love her.
Yeah, I love
thanks,
her.
Thanks,
Jess. That's from News Talk. Right, stay on Today FM. We're playing Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding.
Ray Foley on Today FM.